Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Classic Rock 101.1, the most anticipated concert of the year. We normally have it every single year, an upstate holiday tradition. Last year was probably one of the biggest pay-per-view events ever. And this year, we actually get to see him face-to-face. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming to the Bonsecours Wellness Arena for two shows, December 10th. And it's always great to talk to one of the original members of the band, the drummer, Mr. Jeff Plate. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, man.
Dude, I tell you got to be stoked to, one, get back out on the road. But how you been for the past year or so? We haven't seen you, but I tell you, that pay-per-view, outstanding.
Well, it's certainly been a trying time, right? You know, last year seemed like it took a decade to get through. But, you know, all things considered, we obviously had to cancel our tour last year.
Right.
But you mentioned the pay-per-view event. And, I mean, by all accounts, as far as I know, upwards of 250,000 people bought this and watched it, you know, not to mention how many other people were in the room. So I think this was a huge win for us. The show was produced and put together extremely well, and hopefully it opened us up to a whole new audience, you know, a number of people that have never been able to see us, or maybe that have never even heard us before. So anyhow, we're stoked for this year. We can't wait to get back on the road. I mean, it's trying times, but we are certainly preparing for everything, and we can't wait.
Well, you were a busy person while you're off and not actually performing. You got together with some friends. You put out a great album with a band called Alter Rain, and you must have had some fun with that one.
You know, it was awesome. It was a project I'd wanted to put together for some time, kind of like a bucket list idea. But when COVID hit last year, it was like, all right, guys, you know, things are shut down. Let's focus on this record. And that's exactly what we did. But thank you very much for the shout-out. I really appreciate it. The album Mother's Day came out in January of this year. Very well-received. You know, all response has been positive. And right now we're working on the second one, so we can't wait to get the next one out, hopefully early next year.
Man, I look forward to that because the first album, unbelievable, and you can find that you can download it and buy it. And plus you can hit up your Facebook page and find out more Jeff Plate music as well. But TSO, the 25th anniversary, the one that started it all, you know, and God love Paul, always in our hearts now. 25 years, man. I know he's smiling.
You know, I hope so. It's just like that guy, we wouldn't be here without him. You know, Christmas Eve and Other Stories was recorded in 1996, 25 years ago. And at that time, maybe Paul was the only one that knew what was going to happen. But I think everybody else was really kind of scratching their heads and did not know where this was going to go. But, you know, lo and behold, he created something that's magical. You know, it brings millions of people in every year to not only listen to our music but see our shows. So it's just really remarkable what the man has created. Christmas Eve and Other Stories is the story that we are going to be performing this year, honoring that 25th anniversary. And, you know, second half of the show, we always pull out the other hits and another big production number. So it's going to be another fantastic tour.
Well, it's one of the neat things that if you've never seen TSO before, it's like two concerts in one. You get the Christmas story, and then you just get a face-blowing rock show with more pyrotechnics than you would actually see on a Pink Floyd stage.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And this was Paul's MO. He wanted as much as possible going on at any given time. But the show is just as you mentioned. It's emotional, it's heavy, it's sad, it's beautiful, it's happy, it's all of the above. But the in my opinion, the story, especially the story in Christmas Eve and other stories, is really the star of the show. This is the glue that kind of brought everything together, you know, holds the whole thing together and really helped us launch this thing and have the success we've enjoyed.
Well, getting back on the stage again with Chris Caffrey, Joel Hoekstra, and Derek, and of course, the Brian Hicks, the storyteller, and that powerful voice that he's got, and some of the powerful singers like Russell Allen and George Napolitano, getting those folks on stage is just it's probably one of the best bands in the world.
You know, I dreamed of doing this when I was a kid. You know, I saw Kiss on television when I was 13, and I was like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And then now I am doing that, and I'm part of this fantastic show, not just the production, but the people that I work with on stage. Amazing musicians, amazing vocalists. I never would have dreamed of being surrounded by this much talent, you know, in one band on a tour like this. So for me, it's just so rewarding that, yeah, I've been here from the beginning, you know, and to see this thing grow from the humble, you know, one box truck of a couple dozen lights and a fog machine to what we're doing now it's just been an amazing trip, but very proud, and, you know, like I mentioned, we just can't wait to get back out there.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize that 99 cities, 99 shows, and there is two bands to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I tell you, you watch both of them, and it's a carbon copy of each other, and but I'm kind of a fan of the East Coast show because you got more of the originals, I think, on the East Coast show. Is that the correct way of saying it?
Yeah, basically. I mean, when this thing first started in 99, we did seven shows, you know, just to see if it would work. Obviously, it worked. So the next year, we had more shows than days to perform them, and this is when the second band came into play. So the original members, myself, Chris Caffrey, Johnny Middleton on bass, and Al Petrelli on guitar.
Yeah.
Chris and I went to East, Johnny and Al went West. And that's basically how the thing got split up. The rest of the cast was filled in around that. And you know what? It's interesting because it's the same show, but it's different.
Yeah.
You've got great talent on either stage. It's awesome when we rehearse, both bands are in the same building.
Yeah.
And it's cool for us to sit there and watch them rehearse. You know, we steal a couple things, they steal a couple things from us, and it's just very neat to sit back and actually watch the show. You know, for what it's worth, you are watching your show, and it's very, very cool.
Well, when you guys did the pay-per-view event last year that was wildly successful, it was one of the first times you four have been on the same stage playing the same music.
Well, we started that way in 1999.
Yeah.
And then the couple of non-seasonal tours that we did, the Beethoven's Last Night tour,
right.
And then we did another run over in Europe. The four of us, the core guys, were back together again on the stage for that. But as far as the winter shows, yeah, it's basically been split up like that ever since 2000.
Yeah, I remember talking to Al Petrelli last year, and that dude is just a blast anyway. And he was excited about getting you guys back together for the pay-per-view. But we're all excited to get you guys back here at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena coming up for two shows, December 10th. Tickets available tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it, man, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys come into town. Christmas Eve and other stories. Of course, a brand-new stage set up, and you have no idea until you get to home Omaha, right, until you get to rehearsals?
That's pretty much the case. I mean, I know what songs we're going to be doing, but I don't know what this thing looks like until they build it. And every year, I mean, it doesn't matter if we're doing the same story or not. The production changes. There's always something new and cool that they come up with that we incorporate into the show. So, you know, it doesn't really matter how many times you've seen us. You're going to come back and see a different show every time. So I can't wait.
Well, and I tell you, you got props to your tour crew because they set it up, tear it down, and move it to another city, let alone doing two shows in one day. You got to bust your ass to another town, and with that crew is just unbelievable.
Yep, they are the stars of the tour. That's for sure. I mean, we're doing two shows in Greenville. We get done with our show Friday night at 10:30. They will have that thing packed up into the next city and set up by 3 o'clock for the next matinee, and it goes off without a hitch. It's really pretty amazing what they do.
Well, Jeff Plate, drummer of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, December 10th. Looking forward to seeing you guys. I hope we'll be able to do a face-to-face meet and greet. Fingers crossed if everything goes well. And looking forward to just the upstate holiday tradition and the Christmas tradition of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra here in the upstate.
You got it, man. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.